All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar here. Very special guest today. Chris, I would say you're even my great white whale. I've been doing this show for five and a half years now, and you were on the short list day one of people I wanted to talk to. So, Chris Butler, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Captain Ahab. I appreciate the obsessive.
that's absolutely what it was. I couldn't wait.
This could be a book. It would force everybody in eighth grade to read.
That's right. And maybe someday it'll even be on the banned book list. Who knows?
There you go. Yes. And plus the ecologists who are ban whale
hunting. That's right.
They'll be up in arms. But for now, I'll just sit here and blubber.
I'll blubber. This is a great start for me. I mean, having you, Chris Butler, on the show absolutely means the world to me. And
well, thank you so much, man.
Been a fan. We just listened to I Know What Boys Like, your song from The Waitresses from 1982. And I started there. There's a lot of different places I could have started. What your childhood was like, of course, Kent State. What happened after The Waitresses. But I chose this as the starting point, kind of the even 25% in starting point, and we can work our way back and work our way forward.
Okie doke.
But
all right, that's
really
fine.
Excited. So I was born in 1969. So right around when New Wave was taking hold on the airwaves, 1978, 79, 80, 81, 82. That's kind of my sweet spot for being a fan of music. Because before that, I had my mom's Beatles records. I had her Elvis records, and I still do. But
sure.
Your music and bands like yours were really what was the first that I identified as, okay, this is my music. That was theirs.
Wow.
I enjoy it, but this is what I'm all about. So
Starting
there, thank you for that.
My pleasure. Well, actually, not all the time. Sometimes it was really awful. But
well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the music business then, when you were kind of coming into it. I know The Waitresses wasn't your first band, but...
No. Let's go from macro to micro.
Sure.
This was in the 70s and all that. There was a feeling that the now classic rock bands were rich and bloated and had lost touch. And there was a complete, on a street level, rejection of all that in England for punk. And, we didn't need... record labels, and we didn't need, your mansions and all this, and we're all on the dole, and we're art students or whatever, and we've got no future, and we know three chords, and we'll steal an amplifier, like Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, and
yeah,
I guess he supported himself by stealing a band's gear for a while there from rehearsal rooms. But okay, so you start this whole counter thing, and there's a receptive audience, certainly in England, and also in America, there were bands all over the place, but particularly in my case, it was Akron, Ohio, and there was a lot of interesting stuff going on, but our own version of the UK phenomenon was in Cleveland, Akron area. First off, some major record person wasn't going to come to our crappy little club. So we weren't going to ever be quote unquote discovered.
Right.
What do you do? And then you have, you want to try and make a scene locally for yourself. But in Cleveland, there was a, monumental radio station called WMMS, and they were the absolute kings of the pile, king of the mountain, and they did a lot of break, because Cleveland is a major market, so they broke David Bowie and they broke Bruce Springsteen, and there were a lot of things that later became popular in the world that kind of came through here. But in terms of local music, they played, if they played anything, it was like, 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday for 15 minutes. And in other words, we